孩子们下午好。
Good afternoon, children.
好，开始前我们一起来祷告。
Before we begin, let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, I give you thanks.
求你施恩祝福这一个日子。
I pray that you may bless this day.
你也施恩祝福每一个来到你面前的孩子。
May you bless all of these children that are before you.
使这些孩子们可以认识你。
May they come to understand you.
不但认识你的全能。
Not only knowing you are all powerful.
也认识你的慈爱。
Also knowing your love.
使他们的一生都能够饱尝你的慈爱。
That in this entire life that they may understand your love.
也祝福我们下边的时间。
May you bless this time.
祝福我们在你面前所摆上的时间。
Bless this time that we have before you.
与我们同在。
May you be with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天讲是慈爱的神。
Today we will talk about the God of kindness.
我们上一次讲了呢，全能的神。
Last time we talked about the all-powerful God.
独一的神。
The one true God.
还是一个有智慧的神。
And the wise God.
那么我们今天用同一段的经文，就是创世纪的一章三节到二十三节，我们来看慈爱的神。
Using this passage of scripture again, Genesis 1:3-23, we will look at God's kindness.
我想你们一定看过一些电影。
You must have seen some movies.
也看过一些卡通片，小朋友的。
And some child cartoons.
就是那个影片当中呢，一定有一个很有能力的一个人。
There is one character who is very powerful.
啊，或者是一只狗。
Or a dog.
他非常的厉害。
Very, very powerful.
但是他很邪恶。
But he is evil.
他总是欺负别人。
He is always disrupting others.
去欺负那些哎呀没很小的。
Annoying the little ones.
然后呢，就会有一个英雄出现。
And there comes a hero.
这个英雄的能力呢，比那个邪恶的那个人呢更大。
The hero has greater power than the evil one.
不同的是什么呢？不同的这个人，他是一个非常的公义的。
The difference between these two is that the strong hero is more righteous.
然后这位公义的那一位呢，用他的能力呢，就打败了那个邪恶的那一位。
The righteous one using his power defeats the evil one.
但是如果我们想一件事情。
But let us consider.
如果这电影里边没有那个公义的，更有能力的那一个人出现的时候，会发生什么事情？
What would happen if they're not the righteous one?
哇，那个邪恶的人很有能力，他就控制了整个这个电影啊。
Then the evil one, they may control the entire plot.
因为他有能力打败所有人。
Because he can defeat everyone.
而没有人可以打败他。
And no one can defeat him.
问题是他太邪恶了。
He is very evil.
他用他的邪恶来使用他的能力。
Using his evil, he demonstrates his power.
所以这就很吓人了。
And this is very frightening.
好了，那么我们看，这个宇宙万有当中最有能力的就是这位上帝。
In our universe, the most powerful being is our God.
这位独一的、全能的、又大有智慧的这位上帝，他是最有能力的。
This one true, all-powerful, wise and kind God is the one that's very extremely powerful.
他的能力大到一个地步，我们称他为全能。
His powerful is great to the point where we call him all-powerful.
他说一有太阳有太阳，哎，太阳就出现了。
When he says, let there be a sun, and there came one sun.
所以呢，我们非常非常的喜乐的，我们来知道这位上帝呢，哎，他是好的。
So it is a joyful occasion for us to know that this God is good and kind.
他不是不好的。
He is not unkind.
或者说有什么邪恶，没有的。
There is no evil in him.
甚至我们可以说他好到一定程度的完全没有邪恶。
We say he is good to the point where he has no evil at all.
他所使用他的任何一个能力都是以他良善的本性。
When he exercises any of his power, it is out of his righteous character.
所以我们对这位上帝呢，我们大可以放心，他是好的。
So we can rest assured that he is a good God.
但这并不意味着你不可以去敬畏，你不敬畏他。
But that does not mean you are allowed to not revere him.
因为我们是不好的。
Because we are not good.
上帝太好了，我们是不好的。你说我们怕不怕他？
God is so good and yet we are not, so what is there to do but fear him?
你什么时候怕你爸爸？
When do you fear your dad?
当你做错事的时候吗？
It's when you do something wrong.
当你做错事情的时候，爸爸就生气了。
When you do something wrong, your dad may get angry.
你心里就害怕了。
And you are afraid.
这就叫敬畏。
This is a sort of reverence.
我们每个人哈都不完全的，都犯很多的错误。
All of us are imperfect and we commit some errors.
但是这位上帝呢是完美的。
But this God is perfect.
当我们做错事情的时候，他也要责备我们。
When we do something wrong, he must rebuke us.
他也会管教我们。
He will discipline us.
有些时候可能会惩罚我们的。
And this discipline may be somewhat painful.
那么这位上帝呢，无论他做什么，他甚至于可能是惩罚我们的时候，他都是好的，都是良善的。
No matter what he does, it is good, even it's discipline, and he is still kind.
我想在座的每一个孩子呢，在家里都受过你爸爸或者你妈妈的管教。
I am sure that you've received discipline from your parents.
但是你记住一件事情，爸爸妈妈为什么管教你？
But I want you to remember, why do your parents discipline you?
第一，因为他爱你。
First of all, it's because they love you.
你有没有看到你爸爸妈妈去管教邻居家孩子？
Have you ever seen them disciplining your neighbor's kid?
啊，他为什么管教你？
Why do they discipline you?
因为你是他的孩子。
Because you are their child.
邻居的不是。
The neighbor's child is not their child.
所以爸爸妈妈才管教你。
So that's why your parents discipline you.
第二点，为什么爸爸妈妈管教你？
The second reason why they discipline you.
因为你错了。
It's because you were wrong.
如果爸爸妈妈不管你，你就一直是错的。
If they don't care about you, then you will continue to be wrong.
等你长大之后呢，还是错的。
When you grow up, you will still be wrong.
那你就糟糕了。
And that is a bad thing.
你不但会得罪人，你也会得罪这位上帝的。
Not only will you offend other people, but also God.
所以爸爸妈妈管你的时候，爸爸妈妈依然是良善的。
So when they discipline you, it is a good thing.
所以你们当父母管教你的时候呢，你不可以啊。
So when your parents
against, 不可以。
When your parents are disciplining you, you cannot go against that.
因为爸爸妈妈借着管教你来表达他爱你。
Because it is through their discipline to you that they express their love.
使你可以从错误的当中呢，可以改正过来。
So that you may come out from your wrongness.
所以呢，爸爸妈妈呢是良善的。
So your parents are kind.
你尽管怕他，但是你不至于怕得要死。
So even though you are afraid of them, it does not scare you to death.
那么我们这位上帝呢，也是如此的。
Our God is similar in this way.
这位上帝是慈爱的，他也是良善的。
He loves and he is also kind.
而且他的良善呢，跟爸爸妈妈的良善呢，还有一点不一样的。
His kindness is a little bit different from your parents.
你爸爸妈妈有没有有时候管你管错的时候？
Have they disciplined you incorrectly sometimes?
有啊，Daniel.
There are sometimes.
但是这位上帝他绝对不会错的。
But this God can never be wrong.
他绝对不会，哎呀，管错了，对不起哈，sorry. 他不会的。
He will never discipline you incorrectly.
他是绝对正确的。
He is definitely correct.
那么我们看。
So let us see.
今天的这些经文。
Let us see today's scripture.
我们看神创造的过程当中，有一个词反复出现。
In the process of creation, we see that there is one repeated word.
就是这句词，这里边讲，当他创造完了之后，他说，神看着是好的。
It is this phrase, after he has done making something, he said it is good.
就是他所创造的这一切呢，在他的眼中呢，哎，是好的。
Creation in his eyes is good.
我们看，仿佛出现，反复出现这个词。
Let us see that it appears repeatedly.
神没有说创造一个东西出来之后，哎呀，这个有点不太好。
Never was there a time when he created something and he said, eh, this might not be so good.
或者说，哎呀，不太满意。
Not too satisfied with that.
或者说，哎呀，我需要重造一个，这个造错了。
Oh, maybe I need to redo that bit.
上帝没有。
God did not do that.
上帝所造的一切，在他的眼中都看为是好的。
Everything that he created in his eyes he deemed good.
因为他就是好的。
Because it is good.
啊，你在下边你就会想说，上帝造一个最好我看为好的最好。
Well, maybe you would say that something he created I don't think is good.
那这个世界就充满了 ice cream.
Oh, maybe this world would be full of ice cream.
这个世界就充满了potato noodle.
Maybe there would be full of noodles everywhere.
这个世界就充满了 coke.
Maybe there'll be a lot of coke everywhere. Because these are the things that you like.
但是你会发现我们称这些东西叫什么呢？叫垃圾食品。当然 noodle 不是哈。
But we would call this junk food.
因为这是人造出来的。
Because they were made by humans.
但是上帝造出来的没有不好的。
Nothing that God created is bad.
你说我看不好，我看就不好。
Well, you may say, I think it's bad.
你为什么看不好？
Why do you think
it's bad? 因为你觉得哈哈，我不喜欢。
Because you think, oh, I don't like it.
这并不意味着不好。
That doesn't mean it's bad.
上帝是绝对好的。
God is definitely good.
绝对良善的。
God is definitely
kind. 他造的所有的东西都是好的。
Everything that he made is good.
而且是对你好，对我也好，对这个世界上所有的人都好。
It's good for you, me, and everyone.
我们看夏天的时候，有好多人戴着那个帽，这个草帽。
Yeah, when you see in the summer, some people wear straw hats.
我们看到有好多的人，哎呀，身上要那个衣服要遮上。
I see a lot of people, they have to cover themselves with their clothes.
为什么呢？
Why?
哎呀，太热，这个太阳晒我，把我晒黑了，不可以。
It's too hot and I might get sunburn.
所以按照你说好或者不好，就不需要太阳了。
So according to you, you may say we don't need the sun anymore.
但是没有太阳行吗？
But without the sun, is that okay?
不行，所以上帝照了太阳，照了月亮的时候，上帝说他看着是好的。
If the sun were not here, that's bad, and so God created it along with the moon.
因为没有太阳，这个世界就不能够，我们这个地球就不能生存。
Because without the sun, there will be no life on earth.
所以我们看很多的东西都不好。
So we would think a lot of things are bad.
那是因为我们人就不好。
Because we are bad.
而上帝他是绝对良善的，所以他看一切是好的，那是真的好。
But God is perfect, and when he sees something as perfect, it is perfect.
你需要去接受。
So you must receive this.
他不会做个东西，哎呀，来害我们的。
He would not create something solely for the purpose of harming us.
那你说好了，那为什么现在太阳照多了会得癌症呢？
So why is it then that I might get sunburn and skin cancer?
因为我们今天这个世界和上帝当时所创造的世界有一点不同了。
Because our world now is different from when he first created it.
因为这个世界已经被我们这些罪人给破坏了。
Because we have already polluted this earth.
你想一想挪亚时代。
Think about the time of Noah.
你想一想挪亚大叔做了什么？
What did Noah do?
Uncle Noah's ark. 做了一个大船。
He made a big ark.
他为什么做个大船呢？
Why did he make this ark?
因为涨了大洪水。
Because there would be a big flood.
因为这大洪水把这个世界都给淹了。
The flood would drown the entire earth.
那水从哪里来呢？
Where did this water come from?
圣经告诉我们，那水又从地上面地里头出来的。
The Bible tells us it came from the ground.
也有从天上下来的。
Came from the sky.
以至于把整个的地球都用水给它淹没了。
It covered the entire earth.
所以这个世界的这个气候就改变了。
So the entire atmosphere of the earth was changed.
所以你会发现一件事情。
So you may discover something.
在这个挪亚大洪水之前呢，人都活800岁、900岁、600岁、700岁的。
So before Noah's ark got flooded, you would see that the people lived several hundred years.
而我们今年呢，现在呢，可能活60岁、70岁、80岁。
But now we live on the order of 60, 70, 80 years.
因为我们把这个世界给破坏的差不多了。
Because we have polluted it so greatly.
但是上帝依然向人来提供人的最基本的需要。
But God still gives us this common grace to give us our basic needs.
你依然有空气的可以呼吸啊，氧气啊。
You're still able to breathe in the air, the oxygen.
啊，你还是有水嘛，是吧？
You still have water.
尽管我们现在空气被污染了，我们这个水被污染了，但是你还是有水喝，还是会有空气去吸的。
Though the air and water are polluted, you still have air to breathe and water to drink.
所以这位上帝依然以他的良善，或者说叫慈爱，使我们可以活在这个世界上。
So out of God's love and kindness, he is still able to sustain our life.
所以这位上帝他全能，但是他是良善。
This God, he is powerful and also kind.
哎，这个我们听起来我们自己就很安慰了。
So we may receive great solace in that fact.
换句话说，我们虽然我们是罪人，但是我们可以去爱他，因为他良善嘛。
So though we are sinners, we can still love him because he is so kind.
而我们是应该去爱他的。
Not only that, we are to love him.
而且我们是必须要去爱他的。
We must love him.
因为他用他的良善来维持着这个世界的存在。
Because out of his kindness, he sustains our life.
也维持着你我的存在。
He sustains your life and mine.
太重要了。
This is very important.
我们再想一个问题。
Let us consider another question.
如果说上帝要造一个这个房间。
So let's say if God were to create this room.
他问你，这个房间里你要放什么呢？
He were to ask you, what should I put in this room?
你要在这个房间里面做什么呢？
What would you want to do?
你说啊，我喜欢 puppy dog.
Well, I may like puppies.
这里面最好很多的 dog。很多的小狗在里边。
I would like a lot of puppies in this room.
于是上帝造这个房子里边，哎呀，充满了全各种各样的小狗，很可爱的小狗。
So when God created this room, it would be full of little puppies of all kinds.
你说那上帝，我想在这个房间里做上帝。
Now you say I want to be God in this room.
上帝说好，那你就在这个房间里边，你就做这个王了。
So you can be the king of this room.
你觉得？会在这个房间里，你和这些狗过成幸福生活吗
？Do you think you would live a good life as king over these puppies？
一定不会的。
Of course not。
你说，哎呀，我很爱这些狗。
You may say, oh, I really love these puppies。
但是狗的很多东西呢，你如果这屋间房间充满了狗的时候呢，你不一定喜欢的。
You may soon realize that if the room was full of dogs, you would see that there's things that you don't like。
墙上。屋顶上面、桌子上面、椅子上面、食物上面，全是狗。
There'll be dogs everywhere on the walls, ceilings, food, floors.
那个狗 poo pee everywhere.
There'll be their poo and their pee everywhere.
哇，你就会觉得说，哦 ，it's trouble.
Oh, that's troublesome.
你可能就不那么喜爱这些狗了。
So suddenly you may think, oh, I don't like these dogs so much.
所以你的以为的好或者和不好的标准呢，会变的。
So your perspective on what is good and bad may change.
但是上帝他眼中看为好的标准是不会变的。
But when God sees something as good or bad, that perspective does not change.
你会发现一件事情。
You will discover something.
你有一个好朋友。
You have a good friend.
啊，他叫 Leon. Leon. Oh, Leon. 他，比如说你有个朋友叫 Leon.
Oh, let's just say you have a friend called Leon.
啊，你们俩很好的朋友。
You are very good friends.
但是你会发现，突然有一天，哎呀，利昂不理你了。
All of a sudden, your friend starts to ignore you.
啊，他不喜欢你了。
He doesn't like you anymore.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为有一天你说了一句话，他不喜欢听。
Because you said something that he didn't like.
他可以喜欢你。
He may like you.
他也会改变不喜欢你。
He may change to not like you.
但是上帝不会。
But God is not like this.
上帝他爱你，他就一直爱你。
When God loves you, He will always love you.
上帝是良善的，他就一直是良善的。
When He is kind, He will always be kind.
他是不能改变的。
He cannot change.
所以你每天见到 Leon 的时候呢，你都要对他好一点。
So every day when you meet Leon, you have to be good to him.
有些时候你需要去讨好他。
Sometimes you may have to seek his approval.
为什么呢？
Because,
因为你怕冒犯他，他就不和我做朋友了。
Because if you offend him, maybe he no longer wants to be your friend.
上帝不是这样子的。
God will not be like this.
上帝可能会责备你。
God may rebuke you.
可能会教训你。
Maybe he will discipline you.
可能惩罚你。
Or discipline you.
但是他永远都会爱你。
But he will always love you.
哎，所以说你无论是上帝在管教你的时候、责备你的时候，你都相信一件事：哦，这位上帝是爱我的。
Regardless if it's rebuke or discipline, you will know that God still always loves you.
上帝不是邪恶的。
God is not evil.
他是良善的。
He is righteous.
无论他做什么都是良善的。
Everything he does is righteous.
所以你可以放心的。
So you can rest assured.
上帝向你讲的每一句话都是出于他良善的目的。
So everything that he tells you is out of his kindness.
你可能以为好，你可能以为不好。
You may think it's good or bad.
但是从神的角度看，都是好。
But from God's perspective, it is all good.
所以你就知道，上帝的好与你承认不承认是没有关系的。
So God's goodness is independent of what you think.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们是恶的，上帝是绝对的良善。
Because we are evil and he is definitely righteous.
我给你举个例子你就知道了。
For example,
今天我们会戴各种颜色的眼镜哈。
We may have glasses of various colors.
比如说我戴一个红色的眼镜。
Maybe I'll have some red glasses.
那我看所有的东西都会有红色的。
When I look at everything, it'll be red.
你看这本圣经呢是白色的。
You may see that this Bible is white right now.
我看这本圣经就是红色的。
I would see the Bible as red.
所以我说我不喜欢这本圣经。
So I would say, oh, I don't really like this Bible.
这个圣经是红色的，哪有红色的书呢？
It's red, that's gross.
但是问题是什么呢？问题是这本圣经它真正的颜色是白色。
But the problem is the Bible is actually white.
是因为我戴了一个红色的眼镜，所以它就使它红色了。
It's because I'm wearing these red glasses that it turns out to be red.
所以是这本圣经的颜色不好吗？
So is it that the Bible has a bad color?
不是。
No.
是因为我有个眼镜。
It's because of my glasses.
一个红色的眼镜。
A red pair of glasses.
那我们需要做的是要把这本圣经扔掉吗？
So do we throw out the Bible then?
我再换一本圣经吗？
Or change the Bible?
你再换了一本圣经，你会发现，哎呀，这怎么还是红色的？
You change the Bible and you discover, oh, it's still red.
我告诉你，再换十次它也是红色的。
Even if you change it 10 times, it'll still be red.
除非你把这眼镜拿掉。
Unless you take off your red glasses.
哦，原来人家是白色的，不是红色的。
Then you would see that the Bible is actually white.
所以这问题不是上帝的问题，是我们的问题。
So it's not God's problem, it is our problem.
你若以为这世界当中什么不好，神的创造哪里不好，那不是神的创造不好，是因为我们不好。
You see that there's something bad in the world, but that's not because of God's creation, it's because it is our fault.
所以孩子们，你们要爱这个世界里所充满的上帝的创造。
So you must love this creation that was created by God.
不仅仅是因为这是上帝所创造的好的。
Not only because it is God's good creation.
而且你借着这些创造呢，你也可以认识这位上帝的是多么的好。
But also because by inspecting this creation, you would see God's kind and good character.
所以我们今天呢，如果能够明白这个道理的时候呢，会使我们更加的有智慧。
So if we understand this principle, it will help us to increase in wisdom.
我们今天说聪明与不聪明，好像你考试得个 A 或者得个 B。
Our intelligence may be defined by your test results.
我们称它为科学。
We would say that it is science.
有些科学呢是关于植物的。
Some science is regarding plants.
有些科学呢是有关星星和月亮的。
Some of them are about the moon and the stars.
有些科学是有关小猫小狗的。
Some of them are about cats and dogs.
有些科学是有关这个鱼的。
Some is about fish.
啊，你这个 biology 得了一个 A， 你觉得 A 很了不起。
In biology, you get an A, and you think, ah, it's not bad.
但是你要知道一件事情。
But you must remember.
那是上帝创造它的时候，把智慧放在里边。
You must remember that when God created it, it was His wisdom that was put in the creation.
当你明白这个道理的时候，
when you understand this principle,
你就从神的创造当中看到了上帝不但他的智慧，而且他是良善的。
That you can see when you inspect God's creation, you will see His kindness and goodness and wisdom.
你会说，哎，不对的。
You would say, oh, maybe there's something wrong with that.
我喜欢吃鱼。
You say, oh, I like eating fish.
但是那个鱼啊，鱼那个骨头会扎我手的。鱼要没有骨头就好了。
Oh, the fish bones are painful. Maybe it'd be better if they don't have them.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你想吃它不方便。
Because it is inconvenient when you go to eat it.
但是你知道上帝起初造鱼的时候并不是给你吃的。
But when God created the fish, it may not have been for you to eat it.
那么后来你想吃它，而且你想吃，越来越想吃，越来越方便。以至于你都讨厌它的骨头了。
But if you were to progress to the point where you want to eat fish more and more, and you find that the bones are a nuisance,
所以这是因为我们不好，不是因为神的创造不好。
It's because we are bad, not God's creation is bad.
但是相反，如果你仔细去研究一条鱼的时候，
Conversely, when you go to inspect a fish,
你会发现鱼在水里边游动的是很美的。
You would see that their movement in water is very graceful.
你去尝试一下。
Let's go see.
通常那个鱼的脊背上的那个鳍呀、啊、，fin、mm-hmm. 是最容易扎我们手的。
Typically, it is the fin on top of the fish that most likely pricks our hands.
你说我不喜欢这个，我把它剪掉。
Oh, I don't like it. I'm just gonna cut it off.
你会发现那条鱼，就你再把它放到水里，那个鱼在游的时候就会出问题的。
You would see that when it goes to swim, there's some problems.
正常的鱼是这样走。
Usually fish go in that kind of
motion. 那么如果你把它背后背的那个鳍把它剪掉的时候，这个鱼就会这样走，这样游。
When you cut off the fins, it'll go about strangely.
它就不会走直的这样走了，不会立起来，它就会偏过来，这样走，这样走，不能控制了。
It would not be able to swim upright, but it'll be on its side and going here and there.
所以它后背上这个鳍，你看为不好，但是对鱼来说是特别好的，特别好的，特别重要的。
So when you see that this fin is bad, it's actually very important for the fish.
我小的时候曾经做过一个实验。
So when I was little, I did an experiment.
我不知道你们小朋友做没做过的。
Not sure if you may have done it.
你去抓一个很大很大的蚊子。
Go try to catch a really big mosquito.
这么大的一个蚊子。
An enormous mosquito.
你会发现那个蚊子的翅膀的后面有两个很小很小的一个很小很小的一个长长的东西，那前面呢带一个很小很小的一个圆的东西。
You would see that on the mosquito's back, on there's this thing on it with another round thing on it.
因为我今天没想讲这个事情，要讲我给你找出来，下周我给你找出来啊，你可以看到的。
Next week I'll find it for you.
那个东西是很小很小的，就像一根线一样。
It's very small, like a thread.
你去尝试一下，我们就把它给剪掉，把它拿下来。
So we try plucking it off to see.
就是很小很小的一个东西。
It's a very small thing.
当你把它拿掉的时候，你会发现那个蚊子呢就不会飞了。
When you take it off, you discover that the mosquito no longer is able to fly.
它在飞起来的时候就好像喝醉了一样。
It's like a drunkard.
飞起来砰就掉下去了。
It immediately just crash.
你觉得这两个东西真讨厌，这么小没用，拿掉。
You may think, oh, these little things are annoying.
但是这是神创造的完美的蚊子，必不可少的。
But this is God's creation in perfection, and it cannot be missing anything.
你会觉得这个小手指没用的。
You may think that your pinky is not too useful.
你试一试做手术把它拿掉。
Try doing surgery to remove it.
你会发现你这个四个指头瞬间就没有力量了。你试一试，瞬间就没有力量了。
You would see immediately that the rest of your fingers lose strength.
上帝为什么造我们手？
Why did he create our hands?
就是做事情嘛，干活嘛，拿东西嘛。
It is to do work and things.
就是需要有力量嘛。
Have strength.
所以五个手指头啊，这个力量是最强壮的。
So with five fingers, our strength is greatest.
尽管你每次都啊，我不用这个，但是呢，它没有了它，你这个手的力量就没有了。
You may think it's like, oh, my pinky is not too important.
手的功能就是受到影响。
Without it, I would be without strength, and it wouldn't be.Dexterous anymore.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们今天啊，孩子们，我们今天做结论了哈。
So we can make a conclusion then.
你眼睛中看以为好的，不一定是好的。
What you may think is good may not be good.
哇，这是很可怕一件事情，你要小心的。
That's a very frightening thing.
就是你今天看到的这个书的颜色，不一定是这个颜色的。
When you see the Bible's color, it may not be its true color.
因为这个世界已经扭曲了。
Because it's already been distorted.
这个世界是充满谎言的。
This world is full of lies.
不一定是神眼中看为好的。
It may not be what God sees is good.
我们加拿大的政府告诉你，同性恋是好的。
Our prime minister may say that homosexuality is okay.
但是在神的眼中说不好，不好，不好。
But in God's eyes, he says that it is bad.
所以孩子们，你们从小要学习上帝眼中看为好的标准是什么。
So children, I say it is very important for you to study what God says is good.
否则的话，你很可能说，哎呀，这个世界啊，这个政府，你的同学都很欢迎你。
Otherwise, you may see that the government and your friends welcome you greatly.
觉得说，哎，你是好的，你是好样的。
They say you're good.
但是有一天你来到上帝的面前的时候，
And then when you come before God,
上帝就不是管教的问题了，就要审判了。
It's not a question of discipline, but it is now time of judgment.
你说，哎，我看就是这个颜色的。
But you say, hey, I saw it was this color.
到那个时候，上帝就会把我们这个眼镜拿掉，你看看到底是什么颜色的。
At that time, he will remove your glasses and see what everything truly is.
你说我不服。
You say, I don't disagree.
但你要记住，这位上帝他是 Almighty God.
You may say that you don't agree, but he is the Almighty God.
你不是卡通片里的那个英雄。
You are not a cartoon hero.
你不代表公义。
You do not represent
righteousness. 你也不代表正确。
You are not necessarily correct.
你也不是标准。
You are not the standard.
唯有上帝才能制定好、坏、善、恶的标准。
Only God can define what is good and evil.
所以你要学习的是什么呢？要学习上帝善恶的标准。
So you must study the standard of God.
你要去做那些上帝眼中看为好的事情。
You must do what God deems correct.
你不要去做那些上帝眼中看为不好的事情。
You must not do what God deems to be incorrect.
可能是你周围的同学、你的朋友，甚至于这个国家都认为这是好的。
Maybe everyone around you, like your classmates or government, say this is good.
但是上帝说 ,no, 我不不好不好不要去做不要去做。
But God says, no, that's bad.
那你会听谁的呢?
Then who will you listen to?
你要听上帝的。
You must listen to God.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为政府可能是错的。
Because the government may be wrong.
你的朋友们也可能是错的。
Your friends may also be wrong.
那你会问一个问题,难道我的朋友都错了吗?
Then you may ask a question, is it even possible that my friends are all wrong?
很可能的。
It is quite possible.
还记得挪亚的洪水吗?挪亚时代的洪水吗?
You remember Noah's flood?
那个时代的人除了挪亚之外人都错了。
Besides Noah, everyone was wrong in his community.
你能相信吗?
Can you believe them?
其他所有的人都被洪水淹死了。
Everybody outside of the ark was drowned.
你会问这样一个问题。
You may ask?
难道在挪亚那个时代只有挪亚一个人对别人都不对吗?
Is it possible that Noah is the only correct one?
你说的对。
Yes.
因为除了挪亚之外那些人都在神的审判之下被洪水淹死了。
Because outside of the ark, everyone was under God's judgment and was killed.
所以今天的世界也是如此。
Similarly with this world,
我们感恩的事情就是这位上帝是良善的。
We must be grateful that God is good.
使我们这些不良善的人可以认识他的良善。
So that all of our bad people may know that he is good.
使我们可以不得罪他。
So that we may not offend him.
所以孩子们你们必须要认识这一点。
So I say, children, it is very important for you to know this.
如果你不按照这位上帝所制定的善恶法则去生活，那你就按照世界这上面的这些善恶法则来生活。
If you don't live according to God's standards, then you will live according to the world's standards.
你按照世界上的这些善恶的法则去生活的时候呢，很可能冒犯了这位良善的上帝。
It is very possible that by living according to the world's standards, you offend God.
因为我，那你说，哎，我做的是好事情，那只是我们以为的好事情，但是在上帝的眼里不一定是好的事情。
You may say that I am doing good, but that may be only in your perspective. It is may not be good in God's perspective.
所以我们做的任何一件不符合神善恶标准的事情的话呢，都会对这位良善的上帝有个冒犯。
So if we do anything against God's standard, then we would offend this righteous God's standard.
冒犯这位上帝，最后都会有个后果。
And if you offend God, it would have this result.
为什么你的爸爸妈妈要你来学习呢？
So why is it that your parents have to study?
来认识这位上帝，他眼中看为好的是什么样的？他眼中看为不好的是什么样子的
？Study what God thinks to be good and bad.
就是为了让你们不去得罪这位上帝。
It is for you to avoid offending God.
而能够成为哎上帝所喜悦的。
It is so that you may become someone that God loves.
上帝喜悦那些按照他看为好的生活的那些人。
God loves those who follow His laws.
他不喜悦，甚至于说可以说是恨恶那些做他不喜悦的事情。
He dislikes or even hates those who go against what he thinks is good.
所以希望你们呢，能够我们一点一点的认识这位上帝的时候，我们可以越来越靠近他。
So, by knowing God better, may we come closer and closer to Him.
我们可以讨他的喜悦
，so that we may receive his praise，
讨得他的祝福
，we may receive his blessings。
所以记住，我们现在所要认识的这位上帝是完全良善的。
So keep in mind that our God is completely righteous and kind。
哪怕他是管教我们的时候，都是良善的。
Even during discipline, he is so。
你会说啊？当洪水把世界上的人都淹死的时候，难道这上帝是良善的吗
？You may say, "Oh, even when God destroyed the earth in the flood, is He still good?"
当然是良善的。
Of course, He is.
因为神留下了挪亚和挪亚的一家。
Because he left as a remnant Noah and his family.
所以有我们今天还有我们呢。
So today we still exist.
如果当时把挪亚也都毁灭掉了，那世界上就没有人了，也没有今天的我们了。
If even Noah and his family were destroyed, then there would be no humans left.
因此你知道，那个时候这个世界上只有挪亚和挪亚的太太，三个儿子，三个儿媳妇。
At that time on earth, there was only Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives.
但是我们今天世界上说现在要有70亿的人口。
Now we say there's 7 billion people.
你就知道了，上帝对人良善不良善？非常的良善。上帝给人的祝福有没有？有。
So you say, is God kind? Yes. Does he bless us? Yes.
从八个人到70亿。
From 8 to 7 billion people.
所以我们能说上帝不良善吗？
Is God not good?
但是上帝的良善绝对不能够容忍邪恶。
So this cannot cause people to be evil, though.
所以我们需要去敬畏他。
So we must revere him.
好，我们今天敬拜就到这里，我们一起来祷告。
This concludes our sermon. Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, I give you thanks.
你全能全知。
You know everything, and you are all powerful.
你也良善。
And you are good and kind.
不但你所创造的都是美好的。
Not only all of your creation is good.
你对于我们人也是全然良善的。
You are kind, entirely kind to all people.
无论我们是年老的，无论我们是年少的。
Regardless if we are old or young.
在你眼中，你都以良善的旨意在对待我们。
In your eyes, you are still good to us.
我们感谢你。
We give you thanks.
面前的这些孩子们。
These children in front of us,
也是你所造的。
They are also your creation,
也是属于你的。
They are also of you.
愿你施恩祝福。
May you bless them,
使他们能够去爱你这位公义又良善的上帝。
May they love this righteous and good God,
使他们可以去做你眼中看为善的事情。
May they do what you deem to be good,
使他们可以远离那些你眼中看为邪恶的事情。
May they depart from evil,
使他们可以不得罪你。
May they not offend you.
愿你赐这些孩子们有智慧。
May you bless them with wisdom.
有你圣灵的提醒。
May you be with them in your spirit.
有你圣灵的帮助。
May you help them in your spirit.
使他们的身体和他们的灵魂一同的成长。
May they grow spiritually and physically.
成长在你面前。
Grow before you.
在恩典上没有缺乏。
Under blessing that they may be lacking nothing.
我们感谢你。
I give you thanks.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.